Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Ottawa Schools, Kelly Franks. How are you, Kelly?
Great. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, well, you know, people knew you guys were going to be on this week. In fact, all week, today being Veterans Day Monday, but we're calling this Veterans Week, and for a good reason. Each day this week on Sunrise Side, we have got a different Ottawa School student who's going to be honoring a veteran, right?
That's right. These are some of the best 7th grade essay writers from Tawas Area Middle School. They'll be sharing some essays about veterans who actually visited our building on October 29th. The kids had the chance to interview them and really realized that we have some great hometown heroes right here in the Tawases.
Boy, no doubt about it. All right, so each day this week, we'll be hearing from a different student. And Kelly, tell us, who are we starting with?
Let's start off with the lovely Ari Stozik.
Good afternoon, Iosco County. I'm Ariana Stozik, here to share about my local hero. 8 amazing men came to our school, but one especially reached out to me. His name is Robert Champagne. Try to imagine seeing the smoke of enormous tanks fill the air. All you would hear are the booming of tanks and Robert Champagne screaming, "Men, if you want to come home alive, then you better follow my orders." Citizens, when you hear about my American hero, your heart will surely be touched. As a young man, Mr. Champagne was drafted into the U.S. Army, finding himself training soldiers of America stateside. He would teach them how to operate tanks so that when they would go to war, they would come home alive. When I interviewed this American hero, he started to tear up. I could tell this responsibility still weighed heavily on him. Robert Champagne trained so many brave soldiers how to control this monstrous machine from 1955 to 1961. This great man lives here in our small town, and I had no idea. Mr. Champagne is a courageous man, and if you met him, you would say the same. The weight of the burden had been thrusted onto Robert Champagne's shoulders. The memory his trainees stick with him today. My heart became heavy as Mr. Champagne shared his stories with my fellow classmates and I. He's a very nice, soft-spoken man, and to me is truly a hero. Robert Champagne didn't travel to many places, but he still played a huge role in the war. Unfortunately, some men died working in the tanks, but imagine how many survived because of him. He communicated with other units with headsets. When Mr. Champagne contacted loved ones back home, he sent letters, but wouldn't get one in return for 2 to 3 weeks, or sometimes a month. He shouldn't realize how many more lives he saved than lost. And that makes Mr. Robert Champagne my hometown hero. If you see a man or a woman wearing military insignia, please thank them for their bravery and service.
Very nice. Thank you very much for that, Ari.
You're welcome.
All right. Kelly, now did the entire classes do these?
Yes, we had a great experience. That morning about 9 a.m., 8 veterans came to the front door, and they had asked me earlier, "Mrs. Frank, how will we know where to find you?" I said, "When you walk in those front doors, you'll know." We had 8 students dressed to the T. They escorted the veterans down the hall lined with over 100 kids waving USA signs. And the men were, I think they felt really happy, really surprised.
Indeed, as well they should. Well, we're going to be hearing stories all week long. Veteran salutes by the Tawa students. And today, Ari Stozik. Ari, thank you again for joining us today here on Michigan Sunrise Side Today.
Thank you for having me on.